there's three lines that we need to work off. First is education, second is enforcement, and the third is what works the engineers or the local authority can do. Now, I'm delighted to say that the local authority have taken a lead out on this, and they have been working with TAI in relation to the 60 kilometre zone under active travel review, and what they're looking at there is to address some of the speed limits coming into the village and all put in some safety measures. That's welcome, but at the end of the day, we also need the guards here to take on board the speed coming in and to set up some of these. We heard here they have a new vehicle there now called a True Man vehicle that needs to be employed in these areas. As I says, speed is an issue across the board. We had students in here from Ballinacara highlighting the issue of speed in their village. We heard it here on the N4, Colooney, Ballintore, all these areas affected with speed. So we need to step up to the mark. And I think the first thing we need to do here is we need to send a clear message out. The speed has to drop and people need to address it. And the only ones that can address it is the local authorities, the Garda Síochána and the communities.
Ultimately, though, we've heard as well that it's really primarily down to driver behaviour in the first instance. We also heard that that the TAI are kind of hard to come up against in terms of getting certain safety measures put in place, that the council shouldn't really, they should take matters kind of more into their own hands.
Yeah, we see in a lot of areas like Ballygawley, Suey, Giva, Ballinacara, all the areas where we see pedestrian crossings put right in the centre of the villages, yet coming in on any boats on entrance and leaving the villages, there's nothing done there. So we need to address that area where you're coming into a village, the signs are clear and everything else. And as well as that, you see in Ballesteire, there's three different speed signs coming into the village from the Ballina side. So there's a lot of issues here that we need to address, but the most important thing is that we're looking to address them.